7:45 at WGCL. Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. Big Show Friday. There's our good friend Chuck Crabb. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello. Yeah.
Let's do this. 55 today. Sunshine. No rain. Little windy, though. Yes, that's going to happen. 66 sunshine on Saturday. No rain. 77 on Sunday.
Ah, yes.
Wouldn't you like to bottle that and sell that on Little 5 weekend?
We do well. Yeah, it's a little better than the 2 week look, but that's all right.
Long time.
It's 2 weeks. Yeah, it's 15 days.
Long time. And we talked about that last week. We didn't see any 30s this week when we sat here, and we've just gone through them. And it's 35 downtown. Look at the Taco Bell weather puddle, Chuck. Look at it. Look at it. The Zamboni is out there cleaning it off this morning.
Very nice.
It's frozen. All right, it is Big Show Friday, and on Friday mornings we catch up with our good friend Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Oh, Smitty's fine. The old green trailers on Cottage Grove. Yeah. That takes us back a few decades.
Yeah, it does. It certainly does, Joe. You and I both came to Bloomington that same time, just at the end of those wonderful facilities, and oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, now look at you.
That's a new boy.
Yep, the old Army Quonsets and the two-story barracks. I kept waiting for Sergeant Bilko to walk out. Where's Phil Silvers?
Well, as usual, when I sit with you two, I know nothing, as Sergeant Schultz would say. Yeah. But that's why we bring you two on, to give us some perspective and take a look at all the great things that have been going on and are going on. And Joe helps us out with the high school beat here. Joe, the weather wasn't the friend of many programs yesterday, but we'll reschedule those. That's not a huge deal. We're early enough in the season. We've got time to fit those events back into the calendar. But it's been a busy week, number two, in the high school beat. Otherwise, tell us what we might have missed and what we're going to see this weekend.
Well, usually Tuesday and Thursdays are heavy work days on the spring high school sports beat, but Thursday was anything spring-like. With blustery winds and mid-40 temperatures, the overall chill of Thursday chilled out a number of events that will have to find now new spots ahead on the spring schedules. South and Edgewood baseball at Ermal Clark Field, South's home softball game at Winslow alongside Martinsville. Edgewood didn't play either at Greencastle. The chill and the winds kept the balls off the tees, and the clubs in the bag for the fellows on the links as Edgewood's duel at Otis Park versus B&L was postponed, as was Lighthouse Christian's match out at the Cades with Edgewood. A couple of three-ways in track and field prevented Lighthouse Christian and Edgewood boys and girls from competition over in Nashville and Eastern Heights, respectively. So aside from, your usual rainouts that we have in the springtime, especially in April, we hopefully suffered through our last chill-out the rest of the spring 2017. All told, including our area teams, a total of 20 events and 5 sports were postponed on Thursday. But this is Friday. Temperatures at least scheduled to be in the mid-50s. John Kerr's Edgewood Girls, the Tennis Mustangs, will be at home tonight and out against Greencastle. Barb Mills' North Cougars are home to Plainfield. Saturday looks gorgeous as the temperatures continue upward. Usually a heavy slate of activity anyway. North will compete in the track and field at the Columbus North Invite. The Cougar Girls will host their Invitational out on the north side courts. Meg Montgomery South girls look for softball win number one over in Jasonville at Shackamack. Richard Hurt's North baseballers off to an early successful start. We'll play two at Lawrence North on Saturday, while South and Edgewood play on the diamond as well. The Panthers of Phil Klusner welcome in Vincennes Lincoln for two at Grow Memorial at noon, and Bob Jones's Edgewood Mustangs will host Lawrence Central at noon. So business as normal as we swing into Saturday. Reds on the radio tonight, 8:05 pregame ahead of first pitch at Busch Stadium, 8:15 over in St. Louis. The Reds won the rubber match with Philadelphia yesterday at the Great American Ballpark, 7-4. So Cincy is off to a 2-1 start. 5 Red relievers combined to hurl 6 innings of one-hit scoreless baseball. St. Louis lost 2 of 3 to the Cubs. Kyle Schwarber, the former Hoosier All-American, saw to that with that 3-run 7th inning blast at Busch Stadium yesterday over the Birds. Again, first pitch tonight on the airwaves. Reds on the road for the first time. Reds in St. Louis.
And Joe, Red's pitching staff, the bullpen's going to be dead by Easter again, but they might have a couple wins out of the deal. But how about Michael Lorenzen pinch hit home run yesterday to help the
that help matters. The early rotation hasn't been too awfully bad. Davis didn't do much, but no. That being said, as I said, they used a half a dozen. They got Storen this year, who picked up the save.
Well, they got a day off yesterday. Finnegan went 7 innings, 1 hit, 9 strikeouts, so they gave him a little rest.
You know, that's the key. I mean, we're seeing a lot of bullpens. A lot of teams use their bullpens, but the starting pitching has been a little bit better. I mean, yeah, we're only 3 games into the year, but that being said, bodes well if the starters can, you know, go 6+ and then have the relievers dialed in. Early success maybe in April. Of course, we saw this last year, and then things fell apart with injuries, but so far so good for the Reds.
Yeah, as long as they're not being teed off, it's always great to win series, and they've won the first one, and as you mentioned, they'll be in St. Louis tonight, 8 o'clock right here on the radio, and then we've got a tremendously busy week of Reds baseball next week. All nights, Monday through Friday, Pittsburgh starts the week off, and then Milwaukee to the Great American Ballpark next Thursday for a weekend series there. Speaking of next week, you got a huge show coming up Tuesday night. Chuck and I have already talked about the Cream and Crimson spring game.
Yeah.
We'll get a full preview of it, plus talking with Fred Glass since his first interview since hiring Archie Miller.
Well, it's indeed a big show behind the scenes with Fred stopping off at Yogi's at 6. And, of course, what would be a spring game without Tom Allen coming by? Tom's first as head coach, obviously. But that being said, Tom engaged us in a lot of good conversation when he was the defensive coordinator a year ago getting ready for the spring game. You guys have already touched on it briefly. But that being said, Tom will be popping in as well. So a nice preview of what to expect on Thursday night. It's been a good, safe, knock on wood, injury-free spring thus far. A lot of new faces on the coaching staff, so they have been able to make the transition here over the last couple of months. So things, hashtag breakthrough. I'm all for it.
Let's do it. And Chuck and I are going to hope to get a good weather day for Thursday as well, so everybody can enjoy.
Yeah, I'll put you in charge of the weather there. Yeah,
everybody can enjoy.
We'll work on that.
Well, tons of free stuff.
Right,
it's
now.
Great. Free parking, free admission. There's going to be
free food.
Free food, tailgate food. John Gruden's going to be there. So a very lively atmosphere coming up on Thursday, and we'll preview it all with Fred Glass and Coach Allen Tuesday night, live from Yogi's, the corner of 10th and Ian. That show's open to the public, folks. Come on by, see what Coach has to say. And we'll be on our way on a busy Tuesday. Good stuff.
All righty.
8:45.
Sports capsule.
Yep.
Coming up.
Chris Lemonis's gang up I-65 for the weekend.
Two-night games.
Yeah, we're
going
to try to take the series. We added another point last week to the Indiana Governor's Cup real quick.
That's
it's 9.5 to 4.5. So we take the series in baseball this weekend up in beautiful West Lafayette. We'll hit double digits.
Oh, would love to hear that. Love to hear that. We'll get that caught up, plus all the other stuff that's going on. Coming back at 8:45.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Friday. 8:46 at WGCL, Glass in the Morning, Big Show Friday. Thank you for wrapping up your work week with us. There's Julie Warren.
Good morning.
Where are you from, dude?
VisitBloomington.com.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Got to get the plug in. Julie's with us every Big Show Friday where she's around and about. And also, 8:45 every Big Show Friday and Monday mornings, Joe Smith live on the telephone. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Glass. Welcome back. And Julie, welcome in.
That's right. It's a rotating
it's
cast of
Friday.
Characters. I love it.
This Friday. That's the good news.
Yes.
You guys got a lot going on this weekend.
There is a lot going on.
And
it,
the
it's
forecast
busy.
Is rewarding us
yes.
nicely.
Yes.
Especially on Saturday.
Yeah,
66,
keep it up, Glass.
77. I'm trying.
You've done good so far.
Trying. We got to keep it rolling. And it's always good weather. Good to have good weather, especially with all the stuff we have outdoors on the spring sports schedule. The Hoosiers, very busy here in Bloomington and on the road. Indiana, after a 1-1-1 weekend, you don't see many of those in the Big Ten, Joe. The Hoosiers back on the road where they started off perfect in Chicago against Northwestern a couple weeks ago. Same Interstate 65, but we'll stop about halfway this time.
Well, after actually losing its only third series at the bar to Nebraska last weekend when the Huskers came in and took care of business, time for the Hoosiers to go on the road up to West Lafayette and Purdue this weekend for Chris Lemonis' Baseballers as they try to inflict a little pain on the rival Purdue Boilermakers. And they have been up and down this spring. Good opportunity for Indiana with a three-game set. First two games will be played at night, starting tonight at 6, again Saturday night at 6, and a Sunday getaway game at 1 o'clock. So the Hoosiers intent upon going out on the road and winning a Big Ten series to make up for last weekend. While that is happening for Chris Lemonis' Baseballers, Michelle Gardner's crew, they have a little tougher have at it this weekend. They're up in Minnesota to take on the Gophers, and my golly, they're seventh ranked. They got off the year 19-0, but they come in now with a record of 5-1 in the Big Ten, 32-3 already. Hoosiers looking to get back up to the 500 mark. They're 3-3 in the Big Ten, 17-18 overall. By the way, the three-game set starts tonight. Sunday's 1 o'clock game, by the way, will be televised on the Big Ten Network. Well, Ron Helmer's crew, the track and field Hoosiers, the men and women, busy with the Tennessee relays that got its start last night down in Knoxville, Tennessee, and will continue through tonight and on into Saturday. While that is happening, the IU women's tennis team will play its final two home matches of the year outdoors on a much improved weather weekend coming upon us, as the Hoosiers will host Illinois and also Northwestern. Indiana 2-3 in the Big Ten under Ramiro Asquith, 11-9 overall. It's going to also mark the final matches of the year for seniors Paula Gutierrez, Kim Schmieder, and also Alicia Robinson. By the way, Jeremy Wertzman's fellas are out east in University Park. They'll be playing Penn State on Sunday. Well, elsewhere, we have the Hoosier Half Marathon and 5K, the final packet pickup over at the DeVault Alumni Center from 6:30 tomorrow until 7:30. Yep, early, because we're going to start at 8 o'clock as the Hoosier Half and the 5K races will begin. Then they'll have the party celebration right back at the DeVault Alumni Center. If you want to know more about the race layout and specifically the times, HoosierHalf.com is the place to go there. While that is happening, a little soccer action on the Yagley pitch is Amy Burberry's crew. A little exhibition tomorrow afternoon against Miami of Ohio. While that is happening, Todd Yagley's Hoosiers will be engaged in a little exhibition have at it with Notre Dame up in Fort Wayne. That'll be on a Saturday night. Elsewhere on the IU sports beat, last week it was the men, now it's the women, as Clint Wallman, back from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, will be putting a ball down on the tees. The women and the Hoosiers ladies will be entertaining 18 teams in the IU Spring Invitational out on the Champ Course, so that'll be a busy place on Saturday and also on Sunday. And while that is happening, water polo has the women out east taking on Princeton, Bucknell, and George Washington this weekend in a tournament in upstate New York. Elsewhere, of course, going racing, we have a little racing action on the airwaves. 4 o'clock on Sunday, the IndyCar Long Beach Grand Prix will take place over the Long Beach streets. 85 laps and Will Power, who won a couple of times, his most recent in 2012, looks to garner a little attention on Sunday. We'll have, again, the pre-race at 4 o'clock with the race actually starting at 4:30. Mentioning racing, it's the season opener at the Bloomington Speedway. Yep, it's back, the quarter-mile clay. On the south side, the schedule tonight includes the non-wing sprinters, the superstocks, and modifieds. That at the Bloomington Speedway. The NASCAR boys will run the Munster Cup Texas 500 down in Fort Worth this weekend. Well, we told you earlier today about the big chill taking care of everything on the high school spring sports beat. Coming up this weekend, though, the Bloomington North girls will host their invitational outdoors. on what is going to be a gorgeous Saturday. And elsewhere, playing at home, little baseball, South and Edgewood will play on the diamond. The Panthers of Phil Klusner welcome in Vincennes Lincoln DeGrow Memorial for 2 at noon, and Edgewood will host Lawrence Central also at noon at Ermal Clark, so business back to normal on a Saturday. Don't forget, Reds on the radio tonight, 8:05 pregame, ahead of the first pitch tonight at 8:15 from Busch Stadium in St. Louis. The Reds off to a 2-1 start, winning the rubber match 7-4 against the Phillies, and now it's first road game. Five Red relievers combined to hurl 6 innings of one-hit scoreless baseball to notch number 2 in the win column. St. Louis, meanwhile, well, they ended up losing 2 out of 3 to the Cubs. Kyle Schwarber saw to that with that 3-run seventh inning blast into the right field stands yesterday afternoon. So it's St. Louis hosting the Reds tonight on the airwaves. First pitch at 8:15.
Reds 2-1 on the season after that big win yesterday. Win series on the season, that always is helpful. Pacers winners last night, beating Milwaukee. Huge for them. They are in Orlando on Saturday night
Saturday at 6.
Yeah, and then they're in Philly on Monday at 7. And
so what we got? We're tied with Chicago and a half game ahead of Miami. Is that correct?
Yeah, and Miami's got a game in hand they've got to play. So they'll
Who's got the tiebreaker, Miami?
Not the Pacers. They were all tied on the same record earlier in the week, and the Pacers were underneath the magical line, Joe, so that's bad. So the Pacers need to win more games, not finish tied with, and have one of them fall apart.
If they win out, they'd be okay?
No, because if they end up tied with Chicago, if they win out,
Chicago has the tiebreaker.
And Miami has the tiebreaker, so you got to get you got to have a little help from your friends, but you have to win. If you win out, Joe, then you just throw your hands up and say we weren't good enough.
Yeah.
And part of that. All right, have a great weekend. We'll get it all wrapped up on Monday. No weather problems this weekend, so we'll have a full Monday program, 7:45 and 8:45.
Looking forward to it. Have a great weekend, Julie.
Yeah, you too, Joe.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Friday.